then there's the issue of that other non-adult being the most famous teenager in the world and the star of the hit TV show The World According to Madison Tennyson, which means that while everyone in the house might treat her normally, when you're out in the world during family outings, you almost get trampled to death because suddenly she's Laurel Moses, superstar, instead of Laurel, the girl whose bedroom is next to yours. But even though we don't have screaming fights like Marissa, my sort of friend back in Northampton, and her sister do, it's still weird. Like, sometimes Laurel's all friendly, and other times she acts like she wants nothing to do with me and just goes into her room and shuts the door. Mom says that's just part of being a 14-year-old girl, and that once I really hit puberty, I'll probably be just as moody. But I hope not. The only part of puberty I'm really interested in is the getting your period part, which, unfortunately, has still not happened. The boob growing part, however, just keeps happening. I've outgrown 2 bras since I got the first one last fall, if you can believe it. Totally not fair. 3. That's another issue. Mom. You know, that woman who I used to see all the time? The one who'd let me watch TV with her in bed at night after the divorce with a big bowl of popcorn and wouldn't yell at me if a few pieces ended up falling under the covers, which was pretty much always because of my coordination problem. The person with whom I had Manicure Mondays, where we'd do each other's nails, and she wouldn't say, "Lucy, are you sure you want to use that shade of purple because it's awfully bright?" like some other mothers might say. The one who, when I was telling her about my day at school, would actually listen instead of saying things like, "I see what you mean," at times when I hadn't said anything for her to know what I meant. Yeah, her. Well, ever since we moved here, she's way too busy for me. Either she's on the computer searching for places to get married, or she's at some lecture at the 92nd Street Y with Alan, that's my soon-to-be stepdad, or she's driving Laurel to the studio in Queens because she wants Laurel to have some normalcy in her life instead of going to places in fancy town cars with drivers. But I'll tell you what she's not doing, spending time with me. 4, which is why I'm spending most of my time with Beatrice. Remember in my last email to you, I mentioned that I had finally made a friend? That girl Beatrice, who also lives in our building, 10D, and is in my class at the Center for Creative Learning? Well, we're now officially BFFs. We had the talk the other day, and I feel a lot better. Even though I was pretty sure we were heading down that road, you never know for sure until you have the conversation. I know when I first met her, I was worried that she was one of those overly polite kids, but she's totally not. In fact, she's probably the most New York-y New Yorker I know, the way she wears a lot of black and is sure she's always right. 5. Alice, that girl I sat with at lunch the third day of school after spending the first 2 in the bathroom because the kids at the center are a lot less friendly than they are back in Northampton, keeps asking if she can be my second BFF. But that alone should tell you why she can't. I mean, you don't ask to be someone's BFF, it just happens. And then you have a conversation about it. 6. Other than the 2 of them, and Laurel, kind of, and Pete and Rose, I haven't made any other friends yet. And Pete and Rose don't really count because Pete is 49 and Rose is 40. So they're more adult friends than friend friends. Mom, during one of the few times she and I did spend together recently, walking to the dentist, which totally doesn't count as quality time as far as I'm concerned, said that the reason I get along so well with adults is because I'm so precocious, which, when I looked it up, means something like mature. But during our weekly Wednesday night phone call, Dad said that I'll make more friends my own age. He wasn't willing to swear on the life of my brother or sister-to-be or anything, but he does think it's going to happen. Remember, my dad accidentally got his girlfriend Sarah pregnant? I don't know if I believe him, though. If he really thought it was going to happen, he'd swear on the baby's life, even though the baby's not coming until November. So that's what's going on here. If you could write back and give me some advice about the mom thing and the how to make more friends thing, that would be great. Yours truly, Lucy B. Parker. P.S. If you have any suggestions as to what I might do to bring on my period, that would be great too. I know you're not a medical doctor, but still. I thought you might know.